Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. After the hits that take me, I'm a bashy girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bashy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, come to the quick and take me. Trey wanna play all day cause
Yeah.
I'm a read, 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 I'm a company. You in a company. You in a company.
Then See, it is all cunt bitches have nine lives. Your pussy, right? So let's count them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like I said, your pussy, right? You're not ready for this.
A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get your life. I am the pussycat, I got 9 lives. The girl's going up and giving you life. Don't fuck it up, cause
Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, big girl's face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness. 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. 1 cash winner. Grand prize. $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100, fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL. Versus Alabama, versus Florida, versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just date versus date. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. Overall Father Tony Petrosi and Mother Kiki Carson present the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like show biz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, The Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, The Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, The Leading Lady, 1,500 Between Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like show biz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrosi. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrosi on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Fem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, And someone confirmed with me that you guys can hear me clearly really quickly. Thank you, Mr. Man. How's everyone doing? All right, I'm sorry. I'm reading a whole bunch of messages and stuff that are coming across, and everybody's signing in all late and all that stuff because these people are having their little temper tantrums. But we'll get to all of that shortly. Thank you guys for tuning in to tonight's show. Yes, let's let the show begin. Tonight we are going to be talking about the ban list. I'm calling it the ban hammer. The hammer has been unleashed for New York and New Jersey. They have officially put a ban list into play for the events that took place this weekend. And people are on the ban list. And we are going to kind of talk about that a little bit and see where it goes and see how everyone feels about it. What are the repercussions of it? What do you guys think? How big do you guys think this is going to go? What is going to be the outcome? What are the pros and what are the cons of having it? How fair is it? How do you avoid it? And how come New York was so quick to get it done? Really fast. I mean, like, overnight. They didn't need a group, a committee. They didn't need to have a whole bunch of icons and legends sit together and, you know, vote on this. And, you know, they got together as a unit, as a family, as a group of leaders and important figures within the community in their area. And they laid down the law, and it looks like it has been respectfully put into play. So we will be talking about the ban hammer tonight. That is what I'm calling it, the ban hammer, because somebody has slapped down that hammer like that, and bitches have to watch out. And we also have feedback from the people that are on the ban list as well and their reactions. And they are more than welcome to call in and speak about it. A lot of them don't care. They say it doesn't mean anything. They don't care. But maybe that's, you know, the beginning, you know, like, you know, someone being put on punishment. They don't care. But then eventually it affects them. When you can't go to a club and you can't go to a party and you can't go to the kiki functions and the mini balls and all the rest of that stuff, you know, how will it really play? Some people say they just do not live the ballroom life. Their life is not centered around ballroom 24 hours, so a ban list really does not take effect on them or affect them. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot to talk about with this ban list. No. So before we go any further, let me bring on my cast members or panelists. I don't call them cast members because they're different every once in a while. Let me bring on my panelists, and we'll get the show started. I also have two callers real quickly, so I want to see who they are before we go any further because they might be someone that is a panelist. I just don't recognize the number. 716-563, you're on the air.
Yeah, because I didn't respond to that phone. Well, I'm in Boston. I mean, I'm in Atlanta. I want to see what she's doing.
Okay, Trell. We're going to have to get rid of you because you don't know what you're talking. I mean, you know. 904-383, you're on the air.
I'm just listening for right now. I'm just listening.
Okay, caller, can you do me a favor and press 1 because you're in the host queue. This way I don't have to come to your number. So do me a favor and press 1 again for me, okay?
I'm just talking.
She didn't hear me. Okay. Who is James Russell that keeps pressing 1? James Russell from the chat room, what are you doing? Are you calling from a chat room or are you calling from Skype? Okay. Well, I don't know. And look at who's in the room. You guys would never believe who's actually listening to the show right now, but I'm just going to leave that alone. We have a first-time listener who's very close to me. Thank you for listening. Yes, I'm talking about you. All right. Enrique, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
Michi, you're on the air. Michi. Michi, you texted me talking about you and Q.
I'm sorry.
I'm not listening.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Michi.
I have my phone muted. I'm sorry. What's up, everybody? Hi, Enrique.
Hey, Michi. What's going on?
Not much.
Good.
All right, so this is kind of weird because there are some people that are listening to the show, and I'm kind of gagging at the people that are listening to the show.
Maybe they're going to push one and contribute.
They are pushing one, and they're actually coming up by name. I think they're listening from Skype or whatever, these names. The person that sent me a message on Facebook right now, I'm listening. Well, okay, so are y'all listening to the show? Both of y'all, y'all listening? Y'all good? Send me a message. You just sent me one real quick. Jason, you're on the air.
Hello.
Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm fine. I said hello.
Don't come on the air like that. You had all that energy last night to be dialing numbers. You have the same energy tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Get it over with.
Nothing to get over with. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, brothers. Hey, Enrique.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I want to get stoned a little bit before the show. This is going to be a cake.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, brother, what's going on all the way down in Cali?
Oh, a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that.
Hope it's not the same stuff that's going on here.
Dev, get a life and kill yourself. I'm sorry, take a life and kill yourself. Thanks.
Not the life in the kill. Come on.
Why would you tell him to take a life and kill himself?
Because I want him to take his life, because he's really been getting on my nerves today.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Bishop?
No, that fat boy that sounds like this. Hi, everybody. I just want to eat sandwiches.
Jasmine, I'm hanging up.
Yeah, that's so funny. All right.
Harassing me. Because he looks like that.
Missy, was he really fighting in the video? I didn't see that.
Missy fighting.
Little, okay. Okay, I gotcha. All right. Okay. Who is this? I'm the 904 caller. I'm on the air. Who's the 904 caller? Okay. All right, I got you guys. All right, so let's talk about this ban list. Let's talk about a little bit of, really quickly, how you guys feel with the list and, well, the whole ban itself going into effect so quickly within the New York area, New York, New Jersey, tri-state area. I mean, it kind of like happened overnight, you know what I'm saying? It seems like they got together and they put it into play. What do you guys feel about that? Starting from top to bottom, I'll start with Enrique. What do you guys feel about that?
Nothing about him, no top.
You know what? Anyway, I kind of feel as though that they made a point because I think somebody's or several people's money is going to be seriously injured if they don't do something about that. So I think that it was done right away. Because if there were to be a lot of disturbance at the club, I'm sure the proprietors of those clubs would not want to have anything to do with that or have no more drama brought to their club. But I'm just hearing that, you know, they want to close them down. I don't know how true that is or whatever the case may be. But they don't want any more trouble coming to their club. So I knew that something was going to get done really quick. And it's about time that it happens, too. But my thing is, I'm really happy that they're doing it. I just want to see how long they're going to uphold this. I mean, they say 60 days, but is it going to truly be a 60 days, or is there going to be a leniency, or what's going to happen if the kids pay it?
Well, what I was told was it was 60 days initially for them, but it does go into effect, and it is going to be 6 months from now on. That was just the kind of the jump off, but it is going to be a 6 month period for anyone else in the future. So that's something that came across my desk.
Oh wow! I wonder why they didn't start it off like that this time.
Maybe because there was no pre-warning. You know, maybe again because they was initiating it, and you know they never had the laws. You know, maybe I'm not going to say laws, but it was never written out. It was never in effect. But now they're, you know, they're showing that they're not playing. And Jason, you're back. And, you know, from now on, it is going to be 6 months. So. Michi, what is your opinion on it?
I mean, Enrique pretty much summed up everything that I probably was even thinking about. I mean, you know, it's time. And glad somebody put it into play, put it into force, and, you know, in regard to the people that, you know, don't often go to balls, how does it affect them? I mean, whether you, or the ball's not 24/7 or however they look at it, whether you go to a ball once, whether you go twice, however many times you go, anytime you go with the expectation to pay your money, have a good time, enjoy the ball, and go home or go to after hours, whatever you choose to do. You don't want to go there and pay $30 and you're only in there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And 40 minutes of that is LSS.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay, Mark, your opinion?
I think that it should be enforced. And quite honestly, I agree with Enrique, it's about time, but will this uphold for everyone? I mean, you make examples out of people, you know, and I guess someone had to be made an example out of, but, you know, when you do it, I'm just kind of wondering, does everybody fall into the same effect? You know, will everybody reap the same, you know, punishments or whatever the case may be? Because if you're banning these people from just New York, I can understand. But if you're banning them from state to state, then obviously this is something that could have been done months ago. And, you know, considering the people who were involved, they just kind of like paid it seems, or it could seem.
Well, I think that basically they are starting from state to state. I mean, starting from the New York, New Jersey area. Now, do you think that maybe like another state will pick it up or another region will pick it up and piggyback off of, you know, what that state is doing? Or do you think maybe they'll keep it more local or central to if it happened in that area, then it will stay in that area?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking, Jasmine, if it's like this, you know, I don't remember exactly which show it was because we've talked about this on many shows, but someone did bring up the fact that, you know, if you're banning them from New York and they happen to come to D.C. or Atlanta, you know, like, do the promoters or do the people that are throwing the ball or, you know, whatever, have the right to say, okay, well, I'm, you know, I don't want, it's not my band, they're not banned from here, you know, I want them to come here, you know, I want them to walk or whatever. Like, what does that say? What is the, you know, repercussions behind letting them in your ball after they've already discussed that they're not allowed in any ball? Like,
okay.
What happens?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Tony Milan said that what any state that they would do, that they, the alliance would back them. Now, Jazz, am I correct or is that incorrect? Because I know that
that's
was the thing.
That, That is correct, but this has nothing to do with what we were talking about before. This is a whole separate type of band.
And isn't this not an alliance that is considered just Icons of Legend? Isn't this just something that ballroom parents or ballroom leaders got together just to change, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is, but I kind of thought that they were waiting on something like this. Maybe I'm wrong, because I thought he said that they would back them if they were to have a solidified band. But no state had
other band, like with Jasmine, this is what the topic is. It's like this particular band just kind of like came out of nowhere. So like, what happens now that, you know, they've just taken an initiative to just ban, you know, after that ball, you know, just taking a stand and just ban? Like, does the council now get together and, you know, regroup and do this over? Or is it like...
Personally, I don't think the council has anything to do with it.
That's what I'm thinking.
No. They don't. But they were saying that if anything that any state would... Tony, if you're on the phone, push one. I think they said any state that has anything to do with that, the alliance around... would help enforce it. Not that they had anything, like not that they could ban people, but they would enforce the thing to make sure it would be statewide. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think that New York can turn around and tell Baltimore that they have to ban people unless Baltimore agrees that these people ban. You know, they can't just call from New York and say, oh, this person is not getting into the ball, because if you guys decide to throw a ball down there and let that person in, to have anything to do with New York.
Yeah, I think it's that state's discretion or whoever the ball boat is permission, but I kind of think they banned from the... I honestly think that they should be banned from all balls, personally. So, I mean...
I think what will happen is, or what should happen in all honesty, is, you know, New York is the mecca of ballrooms, number one. And New York should just stand, number one. Bottom line is everyone learned from what New York just did, and they do the same thing. And that's what will happen. I think somebody has to start it, you know. Somebody has to initiate it. And I think New York did that. And they had a right to stand up. Not about the four parties that were involved. I don't want anyone to think I'm talking about the four parties involved, because I have my own opinion about that. We'll get to that later. But the bottom line is, I think that for any type of violence, someone has to stand up and do something. Because enough is enough. Now, another thing that we noticed, and I just speak from history, and basically you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, New York has never been one of the central locations of violence when it came to ballrooms. You know, you never really heard about major, major, major balls getting shut down, tables and chairs, blah, 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 all the time, as much as we hear in so many different other regions. So I think what New York did was they nipped it in the bud. They used this one as an example. And then they said, okay, before it even gets any further, let's get this together. And that's what they did. Now, I think what should happen is people learn from that. I think the 60-day thing is just, again, something to start it off with. But like I was told, it's going to turn into 6 months. As of, you know, yesterday in their meeting, and all the leaders were told, if it happens, it will be a six-month period. So, you know, again, I think New York starting it off is a good thing. I just hope other regions piggyback off of it. Because as we know as well, New York doesn't have made many balls. Now, we're talking about the little mini balls and all that stuff, but New York may be the mecca of ballroom, but we don't have major, major balls coming up. Just like someone told me earlier, okay, yeah, they're on a 60-day period, but Jasmine should happen in the next 60 days. Like, many balls come and go, you know, and a lot of people don't center themselves around bowl nights and stuff. But now we're talking about major balls. Oh, God. Mr. U, okay. So it's a lot with it, I'm sure. I'm sure somebody will come up and Kelly, she'll be on and she'll kind of break it down a little bit as well, because I know she is a part of the people who, you know, came up with this and stuff like that. But I want to get Jason's opinion really quickly. Jason, what is your take on it?
I don't want to be a negative Nancy, but you've made this ban list and you banned them for 60 days, when you have people and you have icons already saying, Who are you to ban me? Who are you to tell me where I can and cannot go? Granted, you said that if they show up at your venue or your function, they're them being there, it won't count of the year or count towards their of the year status when that comes up, and that might hurt. But what are you going to do? Are you going to put these people out your? Are you going to put them out your house? I mean, before granted, it's good to have a ban list, but you need to start in house first. So what are the house parents going to do? What are the icons of the houses going to do when it comes to that? When you already have icons saying you can't ban me, and that is foolishness. So I don't want to be the negative Nancy, but it's just like we're going. It's just to me, it's just going to have to be a wait and see, trial and error. When you already have one of the people that's on this new ban list saying fuck the ban list, I'm gonna do what I want to do anyway. So how's his house
okay,
going to deal with
it? Well, okay, I'm sorry, Jason. I got disconnected, so I didn't hear too much of what you said, but I do think I caught something. Did you bring up the fact of people saying that who were you to put me on the ban list?
Yes.
Okay. I think one of the good things about what New York did with this is, you know, because I'm from that, you know, I'm from New York, New Jersey, so I'm going to always, I'm going to just defend. Not defend, but I'm going to stand up because I believe in everything they're doing is correct. I think the difference between New York, what New York did this week, it's not a group of legends and icons, you know, a whole 16 or 6 or whatever. It's actually the community as a whole. And that's what the difference is. When you take the leaders of all these different houses, not just leaders, active members, icons, legends, participants, up and coming, you took the major heavy hitters or whatever from all these different houses. When you look at the video, you see a group of different ones, older ones, young ones, this one, that one. The community as a whole of New York has done this. Not just a group of legends and icons who sit in a group together and try to, you know, come up with different ways to change stuff or help this community, but it was the community, the ballroom community of New York did this. So that's a big difference. When you say the community as a whole compared to a group of representatives, there you go. So I think that may come into play as well. But, I mean, you know, we'll see where it goes. Let me go to some callers really quickly, and then I think Kelly's coming on. 716-563, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a question. Like, okay, so what happens if you got a girl who is known in a ballroom scene who may cause an altercation versus a girl that you may not ever seen in the ballroom scene who may cause an altercation? How would the one who y'all are not familiar with, how would y'all keep tabs on that person for them not getting into balls and causing wreckage in other ballrooms?
That's a good question. Hopefully we're going to keep that question on the side, and we're going to get, you know, somebody who was there and at the meeting, and maybe they can talk about that portion. 301-379, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
Jasmine. Hi, Enrique, Jason, Mark. I can't remember what people. This is Harold.
Hey, what's up?
Jason, you like hit it right on the head for me, and what I've kind of been echoing to a lot of people. The best way to address this problem has to be internally within houses. You have people, you know, that have the ability to either remove these people from their house, either remove these people from, you know, any positions in the house, and then, you know, the community can take steps to start doing things. You know, commentators shouldn't be calling these people out for LSS if they're known troublemakers. You know, if there is somebody that, you know, does have the position to be a high-ranking individual, then, you know, they don't need to sit on panels. You know, they should be excluded from of the years. I mean, we have to look at, you know, doing things that are going to actually impact someone. And, you know, like you said, for someone to sit out 2 months in New York, really that means just missing a Rumble ball. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm for the
Well, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jasmine. Go ahead.
Is this Harold?
Yes, Harold. Yeah. Harold Balenciaga.
Oh, hey, Harold. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I haven't heard your voice in, my God, how many months?
About six.
I'm sorry. It's 6 months since I held a conversation with you. It's so good to hear from you. I'm sorry I got you to be on the air. Go ahead, Harold. I'm sorry.
Jasmine, your phone's breaking up.
Yeah. Hey, Harold, you're in the Iconi Legends group, correct?
I am.
Okay, now when a state posts a band on something, do you guys back that throughout the ballroom states, or is it just that specific state? Or do you back New York and carry it along to the other states?
I mean, we'll support them whatever they determine that they want done. However, you know, it's always been the belief of a lot of people within the group that, you know, this should be done on a local level. You know, this should be done by the people that are in the community so that it doesn't look like, you know, there's a select group of people trying to, you know, dictate policy across the country. So, you know, if that's what they want to do in New York, we're going to support them however we can. As far as telling other areas, you know, this is all in its infancy stages. So for us, you know, basically we're still, you know, trying to do the right thing and going step by step. You know, I don't want to say, you know, yeah, we're going left and then, you know, we might wind up going right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to really say.
Right. So my whole question is.
Background is really loud. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Harold, not to cut you off, Enrique. Let me ask Harold a question. Harold, you're the next one to have a major award, if I'm not mistaken. The Capitol Awards is coming up, right?
Correct.
Okay. Will you be letting these four people into your event?
I mean, to be honest, Jasmine, I haven't even, you know, contemplated that or you know, even spoke to the people in New York or anything in regards to that yet. But what I have done is something that, you know, I hope that more hosts of events will look into doing. You know, I'm up in the security. I think that, you know, it's imperative to have, you know, security, you know, on the floor, you know, near the judges panel. I think a lot of the ruckus that happens at balls tends to happen, you know, because of the spirit of competition. So, you know, I don't know what happened in New York. This may be, you know, a totally different origin than, you know, what we've seen in the past. But I do think that, you know, there needs to be security, you know, on the floor to control people and keep them from, you know, getting out of control there. As far as, you know, anything else, again, I will speak, you know, individually with house leaders. I will speak with, you know, Jack and Eric, who, you know, I've seen thus far that, you know, implemented this in New York, to see, you know, particularly, you know, what they're doing, and then, you know, kind of make a decision from there. But I do think, one of the biggest things we can do to help anything out is, you know, make sure that we have, you know, security at these functions that people are going to at least respect. You know, I think that that's one of the reasons people just feel, you know, they can do whatever. There are no repercussions.
Well, okay, so I guess you were going to answer the question I was going to ask, because I was going to ask, since you are having a ball, so Jasmine hit it on the nail, are you going to ban these people too? But I guess you're undecided about that, because that's what it kind of comes across saying. So,
right, I don't want to get on the air and say one thing and then,
right.
I know everybody will want a definitive answer, but, you know, the only thing that I can offer at this point is that, you know, I will be increasing the level of security to ensure that, you know, we don't have, you know, just extreme disruptions or people, you know, out of control.
Right, because it seems like that, like Jasmine said, New York is a mecca of ballroom, but the truth be told, they've only been having, like, Rumble Ball. So it's, I guess there's a 60-day thing from that. But in that 60 days, they can be meeting balls. They can come to D.C. to go ball. They can go to North Carolina to go ball. So it's not like they're really banned or missing anything.
Right. So this is where the real sanctions can come internally from the house. You know, if you have, you know, the, you know, overall parents of the house telling an individual, you know what you're not doing, you're not going to be seen at any type of function, you know what I'm saying, for the next 3 or 4 months or whatever time frame, you know, they designate, then, you know, we don't have to worry about them popping up in D.C., Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, or anywhere else for that matter. You know, it's really time for these people that, you know, are leaders of their respective houses to do their jobs and, you know, take control or just get rid of these people.
So this is where the politicking is going to really come into play. That's what somebody inboxed me. So this is when politicking really comes into play, because that's what it kind of sounds like.
Well, this is just what came across my screen. That I'm not sure. I'm just saying what came across, that the Athenees have taken a stand and they have their 2 members on a probationary period pending. If they're going to continue to be a part of the house or not, or not probationary period, I'm sorry, a suspension pending, you know, further investigating, as well as the House of Cons is reevaluating the members in the New York City area, and I guess maybe has, what they're saying is stripped away titles, so there's no major, no leadership there or something, and they're, you know, I guess working on that as well. So maybe the House is have stood up as well because they're tired of it too. So I guess it remains to be seen.
Well, I'm in the House of Ebony, and I haven't heard anything about that.
I'm not sure.
Not to say that it hasn't been internally discussed between leaders and that particular person. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I haven't heard anything like that. And even piggybacking off of what Hal said, this situation was not the same as some situations at Ball. Like Hal said, some situations tend to stem from people actually getting into the spirit of competition and getting a little haywire. This stemmed from something that happened in the Ball, in a Facebook group that was brought to the Ball. So this is
and that's what I want to talk about that in a little bit as well. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
Fine.
Hello. Okay, but it's not just being banned from the balls and the mini balls. Those 4 individuals that are banned for the next 60 days are banned from going to any major balls that happens in the New Jersey, New York area. They also banned from going to Kiki Balls. They're also banned from going to Club HK. They also banned from going to Esquilita's. They also banned from going to Splash, and they're also banned from going to the Hot Boys parties.
So pretty much the nightlife itself is
It's the nightlife itself, period. Because they don't know that Ben, the owner of Esquilita's, also has a dealing in the HK Club, also with Splash, and the Hot Boy Party people are coming aboard also with the band list, too.
Okay.
So what, are they going to have pictures of them, Kelly?
Yes, they're going to have... When you go into these clubs now, they scan your IDs, and all the clubs have your pictures and IDs. So as soon as they come into the club and their ID and their identifications are scanned, their identification will come up as flagged, and they will not be allowed in the club.
Okay. That makes sense. I was wondering how they're going to keep track of that, but I guess with an ID, you can't unless you get a fake one. But still, if they have pictures and stuff like that, you can't bypass that.
Oh, it's not pictures, Enrique. When you go into Escalita, they have a machine where they slide your ID through, and that ID that they slide through scans to make sure that it's an accurate motor vehicle state ID and it's not a fake ID. And they do scan it, and they have it in their data. So you are scanned once you go into these clubs in New York.
Oh, it works. Wow.
And I think that if Ben, you know, and a lot of people have so much to say about the video that was made yesterday outside of BBQ's after it was all over about me promoting so much violence and I have the nerve to be the end of the video. But if one state takes a stand and everybody takes a stand and it just trickles over nationwide, everybody will know that it's not a game. And I think that anybody that's having a ball in any area, if somebody is on a ban list and if we all stick together as a community and work together as a community, I think that it will come off much better than just saying, oh, they banned from New York. So if they're having a ball in D.C., they're having a ball in Virginia, and they get them, well, New York banned them, so we're not going to allow them in our ball. And so, you know, because everybody thinks that it's a joke, oh, well, I don't go to balls in New York like that any place. So by people having the nerve to sit here and say something like that, if everybody stands together as a community, we can work and make this better. Yes, I do. I'm all for all the drama and all the shade and all of everything that goes on. But for me, at the end of the day, yes, I do sit here and I record it and I put it up. But bitch, it works my nerves when it happens, okay, bitch? Because these dresses that I buy, or these dresses that I go and steal, and this makeup and shit I gotta put on, and all of these weeks, all of that shit is expensive, okay? And I don't have mode of transportation to take and drive down to the club. So my cab to go to the club is $35 and $35 to come back home. All of that is expensive to be at a ball for a couple of hours. And, you know, and then the girls fuck up the ball.
Wow. Okay.
And no, and it wasn't a whole bunch. And for everybody that wants to know, it was about 50 to 60 people at that meeting last night, and it was only 9 house leaders that was at the meeting. The rest of the people that was at the meetings were statements and stars and the different kids from the Kiki function that want to see the scene progress. And like Tony Milan said in the meeting, something that they was trying to do in that alliance group for the last 14 months, the girls, the young children, and the 9 legends that was there got it done in 4 hours.
Right.
Because they
had no internal shade, and people are there
exactly.
for their own agendas.
Exactly. There was no hidden agendas or internal shade, so they were able to get things done.
Okay. Because we could have been had a ban list in place when it came to the ballroom council, but when it came to certain people putting their house members on the ban list, people didn't want to vote. So that's where it came with the problem with the council.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
So what are the repercussions if they, like, try to go to a ball, show up at the door, or if they actually go to one again?
They go to be escorted out the ball.
Yeah,
they're going to be escorted out the ball, and they definitely going to be escorted out.
So it doesn't affect their 60 days, though.
That don't want to back, you know, like, back up the band. It's like, what happens when, you know, these 4 people or any other people in the future that may be banned goes to another state and turns around and the people, the promoters, or even just the people giving the ball just lets them in? You know, like, what happens?
Yeah, that's what
those promoters, when it becomes official across all the states, when those promoters allow those people to come into their ball, then the houses is not going to go to those balls, so the promoters is going to lose out even more.
Or that I heard their balls won't be counted. This is just a, like their balls
the
won't
ball,
be counted of
the
year
ball,
or
ball,
a trophy.
That ball won't be counted of the year. Anybody that walk and win anything, it won't be counted for of the year. And then houses are going to start banning. Houses is going to band together and stop going to people's balls when they let people in that's on the ban list.
Right. That did come across. So that was something that was supposed to be coming through the main group. That was all that statute.
We have a caller, 904-383 on the air.
Yeah, hello. I have something to say. I just feel like as far as me not walking balls and me looking from the outside, I feel like this will force a lot of the icons who claim their icons and legends to actually do their job, because it's actually getting sad. And I feel like nobody is actually stepping up. Everybody is promoting. Even though people are posting videos, it's just like I watched Kelly. Everybody's posting videos, and if you see it, a lot of people get posted, and y'all look and feel it to U.S., the U.S., America, the world, period, because y'all look crazy as hell on the internet fighting bloodshed. Then what happens if somebody really gets hurt or killed? Because I've been in fights, and I'm from Florida. I've seen people get beat to where they have to get facial reconstruction. People have to relearn how to walk. And it's really sad. If we're coming to have fun, why do we have to keep going through all this? And it's stopping a lot of people from coming out and doing things as far as the ballroom scene is concerned, because there's a lot of girls around my age, even younger, who want to come out, but a lot of them don't want to deal with drama like that is. How it is now, it's sad, and it's sad.
Yes, it is. It's very sad, so hopefully it'll get better. 347-492, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Cole. Can I get a name for you? Because you call us.
Hello.
It's Sean.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hi, Sean.
I'm fine. You know, when it comes to, like, the quote was saying about the icons and stuff like that being a part of this group, this band list or whatever, I feel like an icon shouldn't just be a part of, we are talking about the ballroom scene, but like some of these icons don't have nothing to show for themselves, like out of all the years they've been in the ballroom scene, you know, and I think it's sad. And I think that, you know, if you are.
I'm sorry, caller.
It ain't me.
Hold on, it's probably me. Let me turn it down. Hold on.
Oh.
Every night, the same thing.
I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
And I think if you're an icon, you know, you should have something to show for yourself, not just attending every ball or if you decreed, you know, a specific category or whatever the case is. I mean, as far as school and having a degree in something. And, you know, I think that you'll get more respect and they would respect the band list more. Because when you have a bunch of low lives, you know, that put this thing together, this band list together, I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying that they have nothing to show for themselves. Then, really, I mean, is it really worth it? You know,
no, but,
because
I mean, you really have to realize though, that even in life, outside of the ballroom scene, inside the ballroom scene, let's just think about it. I mean, you live in Florida, or you said you're from Florida or whatever, but I live in New Jersey, and before ballroom, I didn't live this type of lifestyle at all. I lived a totally different type of lifestyle, a low life type of lifestyle, actually, what I would consider selling drugs. But at the same time, you have to realize there's people out here, drug addicts and all types of things, 50 and 60 years old, been getting high, sniffing dope, shooting needles for years. I mean, for years. And they still are going. You know, like they're not dying. They're just out here getting high. You know what I mean? And even in real life, what you know, if you want to consider it low lives, I mean, I do too to a degree. But, I mean, at the same time, we got to remember there's people in the real world that just don't want to progress. You know what I mean? And even people that are, like, college graduates and, you know, got degrees and stuff. I mean, thank God that I was able to get a job. But there are people out here that have college degrees and have more than one and that actually can't even find a job. You know what I mean? They're doing, like, really, like, minimum wage, like, pretty much retail jobs. So, I mean, the world is just a fucked up place. You know what I mean? It's not just legends and icons. It's a lot of people.
You know,
well,
right.
But you know what? I can agree with what you're saying, Mark, but this is the thing with that. This is the whole thing. The balls are supposed to be something that we do for fun. Balls
right.
are supposed to be, just like a club, balls are supposed to be that thing that, okay, child, I'm tired of school right now. I went to school all week, or I worked all week, or I've been struggling and worrying about bills all week, or trying
Well, that's my point, Jasmine.
And I want to go to this ball so I don't have to think about work, school, bills, how I'm going to pay my bills, how I'm going to eat, how I'm going to do. I just want to go to the ball and just have fun. I want to see my girlfriends. I want to, you know, have a drink or do a little extra partying. I want to just go and have fun, and then I'll just deal with this shit again Monday morning.
Right.
But
I mean, a lot of us do live like
ball.
That, Jasmine, but I remember there was one time when I was a young adult. I was still young, but I was still an adult, over 21, and I was running to balls like I didn't have nothing else better to do, you know what I mean? And I was working, you know, it was very minimum wage, but I was working at the same time, but I still ran to these balls. I mean, I was going to balls. They were throwing balls at a club LaPerla was throwing Walk For Me Wednesdays, and they had the clubhouse on Tuesdays. I was going to balls like they had balls like that back then. It was just the space out major balls that was spaced out, but they had the clubs and stuff at night. I ran. I mean, to balls all the time. And sometimes when you're young like that, you just continuously keep going. Now, I understand what you're saying about the legends and icons, but you have to remember some people, they grew up here. Like, this is all that they know. This is all that they have. And they're not letting it go.
Well, we got to find a way to break it down. Sean, did you have anything else to say? I have another caller.
Well, no, that's basically it. I mean, you guys keep talking. I'm sure I'll have something else to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. 347-533, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. 347-533, you're on the air.
I ain't
going to
fucking move you.
What? Okay. All right. I have a question. Good night to you, too. Okay, I have a question for everyone. Basically, the situation that took place this weekend stemmed from issues, personal issues that took place on Facebook, in a group, so forth and so on. A lot of the stuff that happened at these balls, is it safe to say it's not because of something that took place at a ball, it's because people were bringing in their personal issues to the place, and it just continued from there and escalated? Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I would. But that's normal. Yeah, normal things come through life.
Okay, so you guys feel that that's where a lot of it comes from. How do you think that, you know, how do you think that plays a part in it?
I don't think that's where a lot of it comes from, Jasmine.
Okay, well, where do you think it comes from?
I think that, you know, just like Harold said, you know, there's a lot of situations just like that situation in North Carolina, which I know stemmed from, you know, just the heated argument that just took off really quickly. Sometimes things just, you know, they get really heated at one point, and sometimes things just spin out of control. It happens all the time. It happens in the street. It happens at balls. It happens in clubs. Somebody steps
in. Okay, but what I'm trying to get pinpoint is, a lot of the stuff that takes place at the ball, all these fights, is not because of something that's actually happening at a ball, like judging or walking a category or losing a battle or something. It really stems from personal issues that, you know, beef that people have, and they bring it to the event, and it just escalates there more because of disrespect, because of egos. People want to act bad now because they're around their house members, so forth and so on. Do you think a lot of that is where this is coming from? And how?
Okay, now that since you put all of that into it, yes, some of that, yes, I can agree with.
Okay, so what do you think can be done about that?
I mean, I don't think that there's anything that we can do about a bunch of grown people, you know, who choose to act like animals, you know, like, you know. What are we going to do, you know what I'm saying, besides call the police or try to defuse the situation from, you know, two grown people that actually have a problem, whether it's stemming from outside or whether it's stemming from the ball? Like, what are we actually going to do but try to at least pull them back or keep them from, you know, attacking each other? But then there's a situation where you see that happening and another fight breaks out between two other people that are on opposite sides. So it just kind of spins out of control really quickly. I don't know what else we can do besides what's already taken place to ensure that, you know, we try to keep the violence down. That's pretty much it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that we're all grown adults. We should be able to handle ourselves like grown adults.
Okay. So I'm going to use the example of something that took place this weekend, bottom line. When you have two people that are arguing on Facebook or whatever and they come to a ball, and now they're at the ball, and then the disrespect starts happening. Like maybe somebody's running off at the mouth or so forth and so on. How do you feel it can be alleviated to avoid the violence? I'm going to start with Enrique. If someone is sitting here, you guys know you guys have beef on Facebook, and now you're at the ball, and this thing is over there in the corner reading and cutting the eye at you and making little fucking comments and walking by and shrugging her shoulder at you and stuff. what do you feel can be done, what should be done, and if we have, we talked about this before, but now we're here again, what do you think can be done to avoid the whole situation?
As far as people rolling their eyes, I mean, you kind of, I mean, depending, I mean, it depends on your maturity level. I mean, if you're kind of a grown adult with some type of stable maturity, you're going to pay it. Because, you know, I really don't care what you do until you put your hands on me, then that's something totally different. But as far as that, just take yourself out of this situation. Just walk away from it. Or if you're, that type of person that's worried about it, just bring it to the vault motors or, like, one of the promoters or something like that situation. Hey, there might be something going on because they're lightly carrying. I'm just letting you know because it might interrupt your vault. You can do that, too. So there's different things you could do, though, but I would have just paid until they put their hands on. Or the other thing, just bring it to somebody's attention. There might be a problem that's brewing, because that's what it sounds like. There's a problem that's brewing.
Nishi, your opinion?
Only thing I can say is it's a reaction for a reaction. That's pretty much, I mean, you have to, like, you know, I don't know. It's an action for every reaction. A reaction for every action.
So I'm going to ask Kelly, because Kelly is at this meeting. Kelly, are you still there?
I'm here.
So what do you think about, let's just say we all have a lot of pride in, you know, we're not going to sit here and allow someone to completely disrespect us. What did you guys, not you guys in general, but, like, did it just come up for a discussion if, like, someone is actually starting shit, and what is the person supposed to do? Like, are they just supposed to sit here and take it, or they're not going to protect themselves to stand up for themselves? Are they still going to be, you know, have to take the repercussions of this?
Well, I asked that question yesterday. I brought that question up yesterday because I was one that, you know, I was very adamant about the ban list coming in play, because when the ban list first was announced to the scene, it was announced by somebody that likes to run their mouth, okay? And I just feel that with the ban list being in a play, a lot of people is going to feel that they can run their mouth and they can disrespect people in any type of way. But I forget what they said about the whole situation. You know, you can have a verbal read with somebody, but when you take it to that next level. But I never get, you know, what they was really saying about the whole situation, because I could sit and I could read with somebody all day long, and I don't have a problem with reading with somebody all day long, but it's certain things that people say that'll push your buttons to make you want to knock them. But I don't know. I don't remember what they said about that, but, you know, I got my own way of handling that.
And what is your way of handling that?
This is the state of emergency, and we're being positive. And this is not Kelly Mizrahi. This is Miss Hunter, so I'm going to keep it that way.
So I'm going to use an example, Kelly. You're at a bar, and somebody's sitting there, and it is going completely off on you and saying, you better stand there, because if you walk over, I'm going to punch you in your motherfucking face. I'm going to fuck you up. You better stand there. You better not say nothing. What are you going to do?
Well, Kelly Hunter is just going to pay it, but Kelly Mizrahi is going to wait, because I don't go out to the village like that, and I know the queens love going to the village, and one of my kids will see them in the village, and I'll tell one of my kids, when you see them in the village, you call me, bitch, and I'm going to come to the village, and Kelly Mizrahi going to come to the village, and she's going to fuck them up, because it ain't got nothing to do with a ball. But now I'm back to being Miss Hunter.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say that I think the campaign is a great campaign. It was wonderful to hear that everyone was able to come together so quickly in a united front and stand for something that's positive, and I hope it lasts. But my concern is something that was kind of raised a little bit in the discussion. If you have individuals who do not respect the ban or do not respect the icons or the elders who put in place the ban, what then do you do? Because one of the individuals who were responsible for the altercation had gone on record, not only on Facebook, but also on video, and said he did not care if you were an icon or an elder or whatever the deal was, that if he was going to act a fool, he was going to act a fool. So what is someone to, what is the other person to do, you know, but to prepare to defend themselves if you have a lunatic that's running around not obeying the rules or respecting the individuals who placed the rules for everyone to follow?
Well, I can answer that for you. I can answer that for you, because I feel that even though that these two individuals are both placed on the ban list, I feel that their comments and their posts that they're making on Facebook is very disrespectful, and I think that the House leaders now, that they think that it's a joke and it's funny, I think that now it's time for the House leaders to step up and take further action, because they downplaying the authority of the House members, of the House leaders, because the House leaders was there and agreed and voted on them to be on this ban list. So now you're disrespecting the elders in your House that came before you. So now it's time for those House leaders to step up and take further action to let them know this is not a game. If you want to be a part of this House, you're going to respect this House, and you will respect the rules and the regulations that we put down for this House. Because now they smacking the House leaders in the face now with all their comments and things that they put in on Facebook.
Okay, let me ask you a question about the comments. What are they saying that, you know, is smacking the leaders in the face? Are they saying that I'm still going to go to a ball or an event and you're not going to stop me?
No, they're sitting there and they get the, who gives a fuck about going to balls? Who gives a fuck about being a fag for 60 days? Who gives a fuck about this? I go to a ball out of state and all types of things. It's like all of that stuff, like, why? I said this yesterday in the meeting. If you don't care about this, and I said this to Jaden earlier in the group, if you don't care about this so much, why are you posting about it? It's bothering you that y'all on this ban list, because y'all continue to post about it. Because if you don't give a fuck about something, you're not going to be posting about it.
Maybe he's hurt over the situation. Not hurt, but maybe, you know, it is affecting him. And, he, you know, maybe people are just not understanding what he's trying to say. You have someone who's, you know, speaking about him in general, you know, you have someone who participates at balls and puts his all in all and stuff into these balls, and now he's being told that he can't go to a ball. Maybe he's a little hurt over it, and people are just not understanding that situation. I'm just saying, I don't know, because I don't know what transpired with the fight, who fought with it, who initiated it. But, I, you know, people are hurt. People rant and rage. You know, we've all done it. Kelly, you've done it. A lot of people have done it. Ranted and raged when things happen. Now, I would say it would be very disrespectful if they sat there and they said, no one can stop me, I'm still going to go, I don't care, da-da-da-da-da. But, you know, if they're sitting there saying...
That has been said.
Oh, well, that's a different story, because then you have to respect, you know, your house, you know. And then what happens with that, Kelly? Is that something else that was brought up? What if the house, I mean, the person does still go to a ball and, you know, they don't have the backing of the house, what's the next step? You know, is the house going to start taking responsibility?
Well, it was just, we talked about just all the violence that has been going on for the last couple of weeks and everything, and what was we going to do with these individuals. Plans and ideas and suggestions and everything about how we're going to better the ballroom scene and do more different things and stuff. All of that's going to be coming April 8th at GMAC at 6 o'clock on the third floor.
So you guys are planning on having a meeting or, you know, something on a regular basis about this?
It's gonna be something that's gonna be done on a regular basis. Something where it's not just about the ban list and the violence and stuff. It's just not about the ban list and the violence. It's about bettering the ballroom scene and doing things besides just going to balls and all of that stuff. We're going to be working on all of that stuff.
So it's just so you're basically you're having an alliance. That's what it sounds
no,
like.
No, it's not. We don't want to call it an alliance or something like that. We're trying to police the ballroom scene, so they're working on like different names, and they don't want it to be an alliance.
And maybe it's something similar to, like, a town hall meeting. You know, everyone in the community gets together.
Yeah, it's something like that. Because it's not that no one's coming in. No one's – the meeting yesterday and the meetings that's going to be coming in the future, no one's coming in with titles. Everybody's just coming in as individuals. Nobody's coming in as with titles.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you guys said everybody is welcome to come.
Anybody is welcome to come. Anybody, you don't even have to be a ball walker. If you're a part of the community, you're welcome to come.
Yeah, that's like a town hall meeting. That sounds good.
Well, I hope this applies to everybody and not just particular people.
It's for everybody. Everybody was there. It was statements there. It was stars there. It was people that didn't even have names that was there at the meeting, and they was all talking and bringing up suggestions and everything. Anybody was allowed to come. It was girls there. My honest opinion, it was girls there from back in the days that haven't walked in God knows how long, bitch. That had a lot to say, bitch, and you haven't seen bitches in years.
No, I'm talking about. About the complete band, period. Like, I hope it applies to everybody, anybody that called.
Oh, no,
baby.
Well, I don't know if you need to be able to walk balls to have an opinion, though. I mean, maybe the reason why they don't come to balls is because all the madness is going on. You can be a spectator. You can be a critic and still have an opinion. You know, after the movie, you could damn sure talk about the movie.
Yeah, but a lot of people have a lot to say. But what happened? Well, however they deal with what they deal with their situation in North Carolina is how they deal with their situation in North Carolina. Nobody is exempt in New York City. Okay.
Okay. So we're gonna handle it like I told them in the meeting, bitch.
If it was two Mizrahis that was out there and they was fighting, the video still would have been posted up. I still would have put the video up. I'm not into, you know, this person, or I'm favoritism to this person, and I'm favoritism to that person. Bitch, if a bitch is getting down, bitch, and they're in my house, bitch, I'm going to put them up there like animals, too.
Wow.
Now, I have a question. It's just a random question I have to ask Kelly this question. Kelly, when you guys had that meeting yesterday, we're using the example that two people, got into, well, not two, but whatever, four people got involved at the ball, the mini ball, the rumble, and all this took place, and now the hot boys and the club promoters and the clubs and all the rest of that stuff, you know, they're all on the stand list from everything. Now, let's use it, you know, opposite, vice versa. What if two people are at a club night, regular club night, Latin night, or hip-hop night or whatever, and they're at this, you know, club, and they get into a fight there? Is the same list, the ban list, going to go into effect? Will those two people not be able allowed to come to the ball as well because they were fighting at a club night?
I think so, because if the clubs is going to be a part of it, if they're fighting at a ball, why wouldn't it be the other way around?
Okay. So if Tom and Dick are fighting at Latin Night at Escalitas, they can't go to the awards ball.
No.
But Tom and Dick don't even really go to balls, but they want to go to the awards ball.
No. Bitch, y'all was at that club and y'all was fighting. We're going to all work together. This is going to work best if we do it together as a community and not just try to, you know, do it as, oh, it's a ballroom thing. Because we all party together. A lot of these fights and all of this stuff that happens and it trickles over into balls, it stemmed from things that happened on Facebook or things that happened at that weekend that it wasn't a ball and everybody was at the club and she bumped him or she had his man and then it trickles over into the balls.
Okay. Enrique, what's your opinion on that?
I guess it would have to go two folds, but I mean, if they have the ID and everything, then, I mean, if it's the same clubs, they're having the same functions, so it's not hard to capture that. But, so, I don't know. So, I guess, Kelly, somebody, I guess you saw it in the group. So, somebody can throw down in the village and still be able to go in the ball, so it doesn't count because it's a proprietor place, or?
I don't know. I have to find out for that. But don't put no ideas involved in their head, Enrique. I need to have a place where I can smack a bitch.
It's
going to
smack a bitch.
Shit. Cause then you gonna have, then you gonna make me have to take it back to the old days and weekend when we used to run up in bitches' houses.
Oh. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Why you get banned for that?
Wow.
I mean, it's no shade. I mean, I personally wouldn't fight at a ball, but bitch, it's just too much room in the street. I mean, to ban somebody from fighting, in front of the venue, you know, around the venue or whatever. But bitch, if we on 39th Street at Escalita, bitch, and we take it on down to 41st Street, bitch, and something happens, that ain't got nothing to do with no ball, bitch. We gonna tear it on 41st.
But when they get arrested, and they make the police report, they're going to want to know exactly where was y'all coming from, and it's still a reflection on the venue that you came from. Unless you ride around the corner.
Now that is just a little bit too much. Now I can see paying $30 or something, getting into a ball and, you know, not having it disturbed, because even with the, like you said, the people at the meeting, I think that they are valid opinion, because if you pay $30 as a patron, just paying $30 and somebody's going to tear a ball down, yes, you suffer too. So I totally agree with that. But bitch, if we at a ball and it's a problem inside of the ball and you doing whatever Jazzy said, rolling eyes and snapping fingers or whatever, and you want a problem, oh, bitch, we're going down to 41st Street and we might have a problem. So, I mean, I don't think that that's really, you know, I mean, you're giving the kids, you know, something to think about and definitely something to, you know, look forward to change, which is actually fighting inside of a ball. I don't think you're going to stop the kids from tearing it. Now, the kids are going to tear it when they need to tear it. And, Kelly, you should already know that.
Oh, I know. Oh, trust me, I know, Mark. Because hey, when I get started, a bitch ain't going to stop me, honey, until I'm ready to stop. So I know how it is, but I just think, you know, it's just becoming a nuisance. It really is, bitch. And you know what? And you know what's so sad? And this is what really works me, right? I go out and Jasmine can tell y'all, I be here and I be so ready and amped to go to a ball, bitch. And then like 2-3 hours before the ball, bitch, I be on the phone talking to Jasmine, sending her pictures of my look and everything, texting her and everything, bitch. And I be saying to myself, I really don't want to go out. I really don't want to go out. And then when I get there, it's a fight or something. And then I be like to myself, this is why I didn't want to go out. And it's a sad. It's sad that now I've been doing this going on 19 years. It's a sad that now I have to be high just to be at a ball. Back in the day, it would be fun to be at a ball. Bitch, I have to, bitch. After, like, Cecil gets mad at me, bitch, because I be sitting at the balls for, like, about an hour, bitch, and then I be sitting on my, I'm ready to go. And Cecil be like, no, just wait. I be like, okay, you want me to wait, bitch? One of my girlfriends, I got to get stoned. Now I can wait and I can stay here, bitch, to be at this ball. Because it's become, you know, something's going to happen, and it just be so draining, bitch. And then whenever I say 3 hours before the ball, I don't want to go to the ball, something always fucking happens at the fucking ball. And I be saying to myself, I should have stayed where the fuck I was at.
So you're the ball.
How many times have I told you don't go to that ball, girl?
Every time she tell me don't go to that ball, bitch, something motherfucking happens, bitch. I'm texting her like, girl, I should have fucking listened to you, girl. They just had a fight, bitch, or the ball will shut the fuck down. And she'd be like, I told you should have stayed home. And see, it's easy for the boys, because see, y'all can repeat y'all look. I can't repeat my look.
We can't repeat our look.
Yes, y'all can. Y'all can take and mix that motherfucker. Y'all can mix that jean up with a new fucking shirt and a new sneaker, and y'all
hell
can go out there
no.
and mix that shirt up with a new pair of jeans and a new thing, and y'all can go out there. I can't repeat those motherfucking dresses. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I got about eight motherfucking garbage bags in the top of my...
You ain't never repeat.
I do when I go to the straight club, but not at the balls. I got 8 garbage bags full of motherfucking gowns at the top of my motherfucking closet that I can't wear again.
Charlie, somebody's trying you.
Girl,
So you have like 4 black and white dresses.
Baby, actually, if the girls want to get technical, I have 6 black and white motherfucking dresses, and I'll have a new black and white dress on this motherfucking weekend in motherfucking Vegas. Queens, don't do me, okay? And I'll have on a new black and white dress at the Capitol Awards Board, too, bitch. Black and white is the new motherfucking, it's the new fashion statement for this motherfucking year, girls. Do it. Don't do me, bitch, okay? I don't repeat looks, bitch. Girl,
Charlie, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question for you besides
all
that. What actually took place this weekend?
Okay, so what I got from this weekend was I was sitting on the stage and all I heard was boo, 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 boo. And so I got up and I ran to the back. And so then I ran to the back, the lights came on in the club, and so what I gather from everything that was going on, Danny was breaking and he was going off because Jaden and Sincere had jumped Poppleton on the stage. And Danny was getting ready, oh no, it wasn't going to go down like that. And then we got it to the back, and then I heard Dexter was reading Danny, telling Danny to mind his motherfucking business, and he needs to be worried about his count. And so then I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on? And all of this shit is going on. And so then Jack was trying to clear
his
the
count.
Building. Huh?
His account.
His count.
What count?
His count.
Okay. That's a tag. Keep going.
Okay. And so then Jack was trying to... Jack was trying to get the building clear because he was just going to do a closed circuit and just the judges and a couple of people that could just sit around with ballroom throwback and finish the thing. But then the club gave the ready, no, it was too much. They need to go and they need to get outside. So then we got outside. And then we
hold
got
on,
outside.
Kelly. Hold on, Kelly. I'm bringing somebody on that wants to talk as well. But I'm just going to ask that we all keep it very respectful, please. But Jaden Ebony, you are on the air.
I am.
Hi, Jaden. How are you?
Fine.
Okay, Jaden, the floor is yours. You can go ahead and say what you need to say or you want to say.
Hello?
Jaden, you're on the air. You can say what you want to say.
Oh, you can hear me right now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, like, I just want to say, like, it just didn't, all right, like, everybody knows I really don't give a fuck about the band shit, but I'm just saying, like, it didn't have to happen at a ball. I tried to make this happen in the street plenty of times, because, like, I'm the kind of person that don't really like to do it around all the girls and all that, so I tried plenty of times to make this happen, like, in the street, or even, like, at a club, or even, like, whenever I seen bitches, but it just never, I mean, it just seemed as if nobody ever wanted to, everybody wanted to do the Facebook thing, so when I seen him in person, I fought him, like, niggas told me it was on site, so if somebody tells me it's on site, I'm gonna fight them, I don't care who it is, I don't care where we're at, well, it could be a ball, it could be a funeral, it could be anywhere, it's gonna go down, like, if you tell me you wanna fight me, like, I'm sorry, but that rule's never going to change. That's whether I get banned, whether I don't have to be around, but that's just always going to be me, period. Like, it's going to be me. No matter what type of repercussions happen, like, whatever, I just don't want y'all thinking, like, that, like, I'm a troublemaker because, like, I'm not going to make the trouble, but if it comes to me, I'm going to end it, and I'm not going to stop until I feel like I'm ready. So if bitches don't try me, this don't have to happen. Like, that's just how I feel, period. And I also want to say, like, I'm not a bully. I don't even think I can beat everybody, but I will fight anybody. And if I get, I will never back down from anybody. Like, it's just that simple. Like, I don't want problems with these bitches, but if bitches want a problem, I'm going to give it to them. And it's always going to be like that. Well, no matter what happens, ban list, read me, beat me up, no matter what happens, it's always going to be like that. So I just want y'all to know, like, it's not really no hard feelings, but, like, that's just me. Like, I'm dead down pussy. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, And like, I don't want people like being up on here talking about like acting like they just like some, like they just some mentors or some like peacemakers, role models and all that, because these be the same niggas recording my shit talking about some, I want to fight you, I want to do this, that, and the third. This be the same bitches recording shit. This be the same bitches trying to get bitches to beat me up because they mad about bitches. See, bitches in New York be mad at what they hear, so they try to compete with me or try to sit their kids after me. And that bitch Kelly is one of them. So like, she's up on here like talking all of this stuff about like being a mentor and all this stuff. Like, and just all this crazy stuff, but you're saying this now because I ran through all the people you sent to me. Like, if you was trying to be a mentor, if you're in a sense, people asking me, like,
Jaden, what we're not going to do is we're not going to have a discussion.
I didn't say anything when y'all spoke for this half an hour about my name, so now nobody's not going to say
I never mentioned
your
name.
You said my name a couple of times. All right.
I never mentioned. Your name never once came out of my mouth.
You're delusional, so this can't happen, sweetie.
Jaden, your name never once came out of my mouth. You're delusional.
Okay?
You're delusional. You're delusional, baby, okay?
But Jaden, listen, I want to say thank you for coming on. But I understand where you're coming from with all this. But I just want to say thank you for coming on and put you back on hold, and thank you for listening as well. But I mean, one thing I want to bring up that Jaden talked about.
Before you bring up what Jaden talked about, okay? If y'all motherfucking faggots. Okay, because now Miss Hunter is gone. If you motherfucking faggots come out and you act like motherfucking animals, Miss Thing, and you carry on like animals and motherfucking baboons, bitch, yes, like I told them last night at the motherfucking meeting when I was at the positive meeting when Miss Hunter was at the meeting, if these bitches come out and they act like baboons and you act like motherfucking animals, bitch, I'm going to record you, bitch, and I'm going to pitch you up on motherfucking Facebook, YouTube, War Star Hip Hop, wherever the fuck I please to do. Because I'm a motherfucking journalist. You act like a fucking asshole, bitch, I'm gonna show you what assholes look like on motherfucking camera, okay, bitch? And nobody never sent anybody to do any motherfucking thing, motherfucking Jaden. Know the fact of this, bitch. Anything that I need to do, bitch, I come on my own and do it. Bitch, I've been doing it for 37 motherfucking years, so don't ever sit for me, little boy. Stay in a motherfucking child's place before I pitch you across my motherfucking knee, because I'm not motherfucking Danny or any of these other motherfucking bitches.
No.
Now back to Jasmine.
My phone disconnected again.
Ooh,
what happened?
I'm dead, not pussy.
Jasmine, you seem to be missing all the good parts.
I know, I'm gagging. My phone, I don't know why my phone is disconnected, but I'm giving y'all a heads up. If it disconnected after 2 o'clock, and that's why the show's ending, because I don't know what the signal is giving. It is cloudy out here, though. I am looking in the sky. But,
I wanted to ask her how he felt about, like, the band. Would he stay banned, or would he still be able to go to other balls? I wouldn't ask her like that, but y'all broke that up.
Why do y'all want to ask this man when he just blatantly said he does not care? He don't care if it's at a funeral. He don't care if it's at
about
a football
fighting,
game.
Right?
He don't care where it is, when it is. He does not care. So the leaders of his house have heard him say, I don't care. So therefore, he's a very disrespectful young man who just don't care. So the next step is, since you don't care, then you need to deban from that house. Ban him from the house.
What he's saying is, listen to what he's saying, though. He's saying that no matter what, he doesn't care where it's at. He's not going to let somebody punk him. He's not going to let somebody disrespect him. So that's what we have to say that for everyone.
Child, that baby, listen, let me tell you something. If these motherfuckers, Jasmine, and I'm going to be 100% real, okay? If these motherfuckers was real motherfucking gangsters and they was real motherfucking really a motherfucking about that motherfucking life, Miss Thang, bitch, okay? Both of them know where each other motherfucking live, bitch, okay? like I said earlier, okay, like I said here earlier, no, I'm not going to sit here, and I don't want to be a part of the motherfucking violence, but if you girls give me violence when I'm out, I'm going to record it. But you both know exactly where each other live at, and like I said earlier on the show, back in the day, we didn't wait for a ball or a club, bitch. We brought it to that bitch house and told that bitch to come the fuck downstairs. So if you was really about that life, that's what you would have motherfucking went and did.
You ain't have to tell her to come downstairs because you went right in there and got her.
But he also did say he did try to take it to the streets, but the bitch never wanted to come out.
Yeah, they wanted to take it. Like I said, you didn't really want to take it to the streets. You know where Danny live at, and Danny knows where you live at. Because if I had a parlor with a bitch back in the days, bitch, I went to her motherfucking house, bitch, and I called her. I said, God rest my sister's soul before we became sisters, Diamond, Sabrina, and motherfucking Jennifer, bitch. When we got into it, bitch, we got into it in the village, and those bitches left 14th Street, bitch. I got in my motherfucking U-Haul, bitch, and I drove to Knickerbocker in Brooklyn, bitch, and I pulled up in front of their building and said, y'all want to do it, bitch? Come the fuck downstairs.
347-223,
you're on the air. Yeah. I don't got to sit the fuck else and say this bitch, because this bitch is dead fucking lying. Fuck out of here. 202,
Bishop, you're on the air.
Man, the way he talk, people like him, man, they end up having bullets in their heads. And I'm not trying to be shady or nothing, y'all. I'm all for what y'all doing, man. You know, we all have problems and situations. People pick on me all the time, but it come a time where I calm down. And, I mean, if you think nobody, you think you that bad out here, just remember, nigga, everybody bleed, nigga. Nigga, live it or quit it. You bleed just like any other human being. And once that bullet hits your head, you don't even have to take a bullet hitting your head. You take a bullet in your leg or your arm, and you think you going to die because you bleeding fiercely. And you're like, damn, let me rewind my life back over.
But we're not going to talk about getting shot, Bishop. I'm sorry. I don't
yeah, know. That's I'm you don't want way loud.
We don't want to give nobody no...
You see, kids are so fucking disrespectful. I'm not Danny, and I'm not the rest of these motherfucking queens, and I don't tolerate disrespect, and I don't need to wait for a motherfucking ball, and I can bring it to the motherfucking streets, okay? So, Jaden, you will want to motherfucking keep it cute, Jaden, because like I told you plenty of times before, Jaden, okay, bitch, you live in one motherfucking building on Columbus Avenue, bitch, and my family live in the next motherfucking building on Columbus Avenue. So I don't have to wait for a ball. I don't have to wait for a club or anything, Jaden. I will bring it to motherfucking Douglas Projects, bitch, because I'm about this motherfucking life. So keep it the fuck cute.
Kelly, let it go.
Hey, we're supposed to be stopping the violence, Kelly.
Yeah, we gotta stop the violence in the ballroom scene, a bitch, but I'll bring it to his motherfucking project, bitch. He don't want this.
Well, then we just talk about it trickling over to the ball. I mean,
no, it ain't gonna trickle over to the motherfucking ball. It's not gonna trickle over to the ball. Because like I told them in that meeting, bitch, I'm not gonna deal or tolerate anybody motherfucking disrespecting me.
Kelly, he wants to come back on.
I don't have time for this.
Jaden, I'm not going to sit here and allow y'all to go back and forth arguing. So as soon as y'all start arguing, I'm going to mute, okay? Jaden, you're back on the air. Okay, Jaden, your phone is not correct. All right. Anyone on the phone lines, they want to talk about this, press 1. We are talking about the ban list that is in effect in New York. We're talking about the parties that are involved. And press 1 again. I see me press 1, Sean. And we see where it goes. I mean, bottom line is a lot of people have pride. A lot of people, you know, Sean, you're back on the air.
Yes. I don't even understand, like, what's the purpose of us fighting each other, all of that. Kelly, for you to go off like that, you should just ignore what he's saying. It's not even that serious. Like you said, you're grown. You're a grown woman. Why you got to go back and forth with him? This is the problem. If we learn to ignore stuff like that, you have to learn how to deal with people who are mature and who are not mature, you know, because it just don't make no sense.
No, what the problem is, Sean, is it's these motherfucking infamil motherfucking babies. That's the problem. They need to know how to stay in children's place, okay? A child needs to stay in a fucking child's place, okay? And that's the problem with these kids. They think they're on the same level as everybody else, and it's not nothing to do with status or anything. Kids need to stay in kids' fucking places. That's the problem. That's another problem that's wrong with the leaders, because leaders want to sit up here and they want to smoke weed and they want to bump and do all these motherfucking things with their motherfucking kids. Yes, back in the days, baby, we knew that people did it, but we didn't do these things with our children. But now everybody want to do it, and kids want to think that they motherfucking adults, and it don't work that way.
Right, and I definitely understand what you're saying. And, you know, it's just sad. And one thing I need to say, like, we're so quick to fight each other, but, like, if, like, niggas on the street, you know, step to you, are you going to be quick to, like,
no, no, the
yourself?
Fuck they not. No, the fuck they not. No, the fuck they
and
not.
That's my point.
They
you know?
Not going to, because I done seen a bunch of motherfucking queens that walk down the street, man, and they about it. In the motherfucking city, or they bought it at a ball. But as soon as a motherfucking piece of trade say something to them, that's with a group of motherfucking niggas, they pussy.
Exactly. They keep it moving. And they act like they don't hear nothing. They don't see nothing. And that's how a lot of people ought to be. Your life would be so much better than getting locked up. You hear comments and stuff like that. Okay. You know, like Enrique said, let people say what they want to say as long as they don't come you know, bring it in your face or whatever. As long as they're not trying to harm you, you can say what you want to say. Yeah. As long as you do not come in my space, then it will be a problem. But people need to ignore, like, especially if you're 19, 20, and here it is, I'm 37. Goodbye, good night. I have no time for you. You're not even on my level, and that's how people need to deal with things like that. Instead of stooping down to their level, then they got your attention. That's what they want you to do. People need to learn to ignore people's comments and stuff like that and keep them moving. I know it may be hard, but you got to do what you got to do to keep yourself out of trouble.
It's one thing to ignore somebody's comments. Thing to go back and forth with somebody, but it's another thing for somebody to put their hands on you. There's two different things. Like Kelly said, you can go back and forth and read. I mean, we've all done it for years, but when it comes to a situation where hands got to be thrown, then it's going to a whole nother level. It's no longer a read. It's a problem.
Child, at the end of the day, Mark and everybody that's on the phone, if these motherfuckers really want to fight, bitch, okay, nobody's going to hold you back from doing what you want to motherfucking do, okay? They just want to put on a motherfucking show for somebody. And since they want to put on a show for somebody, that's why I record it, okay? Because we'd all been in the streets, and you know when niggas want to fight, okay, they're going to fight. Ain't nobody going to hold them back.
Exactly.
The girls just want to put on a motherfucking show for the girls and wait for everybody to come out the ball and want to jump around and come on, give me a one-on-one and let's do this. Nigga, if a real motherfucking niggas, they just going to get it popping. It ain't no motherfucking talking, ain't no jumping around like no motherfucking sissy and all of this bullshit that these fucking fags be fucking doing.
267-902, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's Nicole. I just want to say, like, not for nothing, no shade, but Kelly never said his name. From when he got on, from the beginning of the time, he was referring to Kelly by saying, bitches want to record, bitches want to do this, and then he said Kelly's name. So he got on here attacking Kelly from the beginning.
I'm lying. I didn't mention his name until Jasmine said, Kelly, can you tell us what happened? I said I heard that Jaden and Sincere jumped Popperton
exactly.
In the club, and then Danny came out and gave the way, oh, y'all motherfuckers want to jump somebody. That's the only time I ever mentioned him or Danny's motherfucking name or Sincere's name or Popperton's name. I never mentioned their name any other time before then.
Exactly.
Kelly,
Okay, thank you, Nicole Kelly. I have to correct you, sis. I'm sorry, but you know I'm going to tell you the truth. You did say his name when you said I spoke to Jaden. I said something to Jaden earlier about a post that he made about not caring, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, that was, that was the first time and then the second time. But I never said anything negative about him or anything.
Okay. 818-605, you're on the air.
That's Mike Kelly. Record that motherfucking ass. Record that shit. I'm a woman.
Thank you, Paula.
But you know, I don't mean to promote violence, but baby, let me tell you something. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all this, and I don't mean to promote violence and everything. But you motherfucking bitches out here in New York and D.C. and wherever y'all fighting and all these fights that was recorded, bitch, if y'all want to really be bothered and y'all about that motherfucking life, bitch, y'all need to step y'all motherfucking game up like those motherfucking girls in New Orleans, mistake, okay? Because those bitches is about that life. It was no talking, and it was five fights back to back, bitch, and they was about that life.
212-470, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
This is Tommy. Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, Tommy.
Tommy.
I knew
how
you were coming on. Go ahead.
No, I didn't listen to it. I hadn't listened to the show. I had fell asleep. I got to take a nap before I get on this show. So, I didn't listen to
what?
I didn't get up to, what's up, y'all? I'm sorry. I didn't get up to 1 o'clock, and I woke up to a text from one of the people that was there. Who, and this is the thing, I'm trying to be as calm as I can about it because I know Kelly, and Kelly has good intentions, even though it may seem like you know, she's going off. But that meeting yesterday, that alliance, the first one that was done impromptu,
somebody's
very quickly.
Is really loud, y'all.
That meeting that we had yesterday that was impromptu, that was put together in one day, was very well received. Not only was there was four different generations of ballroom there. And so this is really a concern for people. No one in their right, intelligent mind can be mad that people, promoters and or patrons to attend, want to spend their money and have their money wasted because people want to fight where they could have met up in a park and killed each other. We're not saying that we're going to stop fighting because that's impossible. The world is fighting right now. But the problem is that they're fighting in a place, in a seemingly, hopefully, safe place. At least they try to. We know there's always casualties, but that's what the word casualty is about. We're not trying to have a casualty. That's just the bottom line to it. You know what I'm saying? And we had kiki scenes. It was not about status. It was about coming together. There was no legends and icons and all that old foolishness. At that meeting, and Kelly can tell you this, it was all about everybody having an equal voice. Now, the parties involved, which I don't even know who they are except for two people, but that's here nor there. Their houses was there. Their house leaders was there. Are you going off on them? Because they agreed to this. You know, we asked them what we should do. We knew that this was what we were going to do, but we asked them, were they okay with it? Did they want to implement something different? Most of them said that they were already on bands in their own house. Actually, both of them said that. Am I not correct, Kelly?
Yes.
So if you got banned in your house, what's the difference? What was unique about this, which I thought was quite interesting, was due to the fact that, you know, Jack's the promoter and other people, there were other promoters that were there. But they have already gotten hit by clubs in New York. They let us know who's going to be on your band list so we can ban them from there. Because if you all don't want them, we don't want them. And see, this is the situation in here. It's unfortunate people have to be the first. But I think they got off really, really smoothly because it was supposed to be 6 months. Macy said no. Like, people were like, no, 2 months. Let's just see how this works, and then we can go from there. Because it's everything's a trial until it becomes perfected. That's why laws get amended. That's why laws get changed. Because it starts off one way, but it has to wind up being another way depending on the severity of the situation. No one pinpointed anyone out. No one told anybody to put a battery in anybody's back or pulled any puppet string and said, you know, carry one inside the function. No one said that. And so, therefore, to be upset is to try and blame someone else for our own indiscretions. I've had my own indiscretions in life. You never once heard me blame someone else. Never. Because I knew exactly what I was doing. But the problem was that there was nothing, and there's nothing in place within our community that said, okay, where we put people on any kind of ban list or made people be held responsible. Well, now it is. We can't find places in New York. Once they start videotaping, and Caesar and Kelly made some good points when people started throwing that stuff at them about being taped. I may have felt the same way, but after listening to them, I felt differently. Why should I be penalized because of the way you act? Everybody else putting it up, and that is very true. Everybody wants to be so much like the straight people. Okay, well, this is what straight people do. If I'm not mistaken, well, hip-hop was started by straight people. YouTube is started by straight people, and guess who got the most up there? It's just the fact that if you care about something, yourself, where you go, what you're a part of, you act accordingly. We're not saying that fights will not break out, but it shouldn't be like to the severity of what's going on. I've never been to a fight in a rumble where they started throwing chairs and shit like that. Where you got that from? If you hit an innocent bystander, you're going to be in jail saying, I wish I wouldn't. I wish I could have, would have, should have. And all your girlfriends that you had as girlfriends ain't sending no commissary. Okay, and then you put your finger in your family has to get involved because now they got to look out for you. You know, we all need to just sit down, take a breather, and say, what is 2 months? What is a 60-day, two-month ban? What is that in New York? Two rumbles? Ooh, yes, we just took your whole life away. What is that not going to the club? Ooh, you know, maybe you find something else to do. Maybe, you know what, let me pick up a book or something else. And it's about to be summer. And I'm like, really, people don't really go to the club in the summer anyway. But I'm just saying there's other ways to think about this instead of thinking about it as people are being singled out. You know, I've seen the comments on the thing. We were told not to say nothing. We're not going to say that. We're not responding to it because the simple fact of the matter is that your house agreed to it. Not only did that, we took video. We have positive video of the two houses shaking hands and in agreement to what's going on and making statements. I mean, all the stuff will be put out. But it was an excellent, hear me out, excellent alliance meeting. It was excellent. I appreciate it. You keep seeing people. And I hope I'm not seeing it in a negative way because it's not a negative situation. I appreciate them for coming in such short notice. They all had excellent, excellent ideas. They spoke very intelligently. You know, we have a lot of intelligent people in the scene. It'd be a shame if they get messed up in the crossfire. It's just, I don't get it. I don't know what happened on here. I don't know who had an argument. I'm just picking up bits and pieces. But the bottom line of the matter is that, Kelly, you don't have no reason to have to argue with anybody. It is what it is. Let them start with their houses first because they came to the meeting with a band in their heads already as well, and we were all there to hear it. So if they can't start with their house leaders, child, move. I can't see the people.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tony. I'm going to put you back
Thanks,
on hold.
Tony.
We have a couple callers. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller?
Hello.
Okay, caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hi, private caller.
Hold on, please. Hello.
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 Is this Ms. Hunter? Is this Ms. Hunter, Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
I just had to tell you, bitch, you ain't about that life. I remember when Danny whooped that ass.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Why are you calling from a private number, though?
Yo, we're not gonna entertain the animals tonight. We're not gonna feed them because they hungry, Jason. So we're not gonna feed them because that's what they want and that's what the girls like. And you know what? And I have to learn. It's still a lot of things that I'm working on with my sister, and I need to learn to stop letting these girls pull me out of character. So you know, we're not gonna feed you animals. I know y'all want to get fed. We're not going to feed y'all. Y'all will feed me. Y'all will feed me. I will feed y'all at the next function when I see y'all at the next function when y'all act like asses, or I see y'all at the club and y'all act like asses and I record y'all. So, you know, I'm not going to feed into y'all. So y'all have a nice night and y'all enjoy y'all Wednesday night and please enjoy the rest of y'all weekend if you're not going to Vegas this weekend, whatever you're going to be doing this weekend. Enjoy yourself, baby, and God loves you even though you're ugly.
202-696,
Can you hear me? It's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, I have a question. Have we thought about maybe limiting what we put on YouTube, period, the positive or the negative? I remember, like, when Balls were just on, like, DVD, and it's like you could only see, if you went looking for a ball tape, you really had to be looking for one. Like, there was only certain places you could get it. But with now you being able to go on YouTube, I mean, we talk about not being able to get venues, but, I mean, it's happened to me. The venue owners go and type in a ball, and you don't know what's going to come up. You can see helicopters flying around or chairs thrown or anything. So have we thought about that, like, kind of monitoring what we're putting online?
I think the fact is a lot of people like to see themselves.
I don't think so.
I think a lot of people like to actually see themselves. Like, people like to be mini movie stars or something like that. So people like to see themselves on. And, like, you know, there's other people who don't walk balls that like to see the stuff on thing. I think people just need to control themselves and just have manners or just need to do themselves. Not so much. No, what I will say, because I did have a friend drop by today, and he was supposed to have a ball, a Virginia ball, aftermath ball. No, the ball wherever they're supposed to have the Virginia Awards ball. And I guess the woman pulled up the video, or it was sent to her, and she gave him the money back and told him she didn't want to be a part of it. Now, that might be a problem. But that,
and that's what's been happening on Enrique.
No, but my thing is saying
that
people,
Atlanta, North Carolina. Right.
If you have better security, if you have more, not more control, if you have better security, like real security, I'm not talking to these people that just sit around as soon as somebody pull out, like, a chair, they, like, hide in the corner. Like, you actually have police security. You know what I'm saying? That maybe it would be like, maybe they would see a positive thing. Because there are some positive balls on there.
I'm seeing what y'all are saying, but at the end of the day, because, I mean, what Enrique, apparently somebody is doing this to everybody. I don't know if he wants me to say this or not, but this happened, the same thing happened in Atlanta to a promoter who was having an event. They had to move their location because someone anonymously contacted their venue and sent them YouTube clips of not anything positive but bad. The same thing happened to us in North Carolina for our awards ball. Fortunately, we were able to keep our spaces, but now you guys are saying it happened to the guy in the Virginia Awards ball. It's kind of sad. And then the other thing I want you guys to realize is that we keep blaming security, but to me that's almost saying that, like, the death penalty totally stops people killed, stops murder. No, it may deter people from turning it, but nothing 100% stops violence, murder, or anything like that.
So you're
people
saying
want
that
to show
if
out,
the police officer, so you're saying if there were police officers at that ball, that would have stopped it? The kids wouldn't
have
waited
until
they went outside?
Even if you have 25 police officers there, if you have 1,000 people at a ball, that's 25 to, you know, that's 1 in 4. So that's for every, there's one police officer every 4 people there.
No, let me bring this back. Candy World Ball. There was one cunt, and there might have been other, not cunt. I'm sorry, because I was told that was disrespectful. There was one woman there that was a police officer. She had a gun and a badge, and there was a lot
of
people
there.
But that's it. There was a lot of people.
We were lucky
that
no one showed out, and I mean, there's been instances where
you can't say that, Marcus, because it was for security to 1,200 people at the coldest winter ever.
A fight didn't happen. A fight didn't happen because everybody was in high spirits, and a fight just didn't happen. And you're not going to say the security is the reason. Let me be clear. That cunt, the woman was there, but if something really would have popped off, the only thing she could have did was arrest you.
Anybody was at that ball? Because if something was about to pop off, and she went to reach for her radio, they started reaching for her radio, they calmed the fuck down.
I think a lot of it is play visual. I think when people start seeing, like, cops there or cop cars there, or they see a different type of security that's actually playing, not they're actually working and not just sitting on the sideline, a person is going to think twice before they do what they do.
Well, if we need the National Guard at the ball, if something is wrong, I mean, if that's what it's taking, we need the National Guard at a ball for people to come, I think that we should be, you know, I mean, everybody should just be accountable for their actions. But I also think that, you know, in a way, we keep blaming security. I mean, it's not. I think it really depends on the night. Well, how much people have had to drink, how much they smoked, how many pills they've taken, how many, you know, all of that. And I mean, that the night varies. Some people, the smallest thing, fight stabbing from the smallest thing. You stepped on my shoe to, you know, slept with my boyfriend to all of this. You know, little, we can't control everyone's actions. That everybody's an adult.
But you know what,
I get what y'all are saying. I respect that. But I really feel like even with this, if our goal is to continue our ballroom scene going, anything negative on YouTube is not portraying us in the right light. And this is why we can't find venues, not just in New York, but people are getting refunded their money back and, you know, getting put in, you know, because let me be honest, the people in Virginia, you know, or anywhere, legally, they may not even have to give you your money back depending on how you portrayed the event that you were having. So if you told them you were having one thing and they held the date for you and then they go to YouTube and see something else and deem it something, they kind of have a credible case to where they don't have to refund you if you never told them exactly what you were having.
But in this case,
so,
they didn't give the money back.
Maybe
they gave us $200.
Mindful of what we're doing.
And they also
listen,
gave us $200
it's not,
sampling
even,
fee.
It's not even about what we're doing in general. It's technology. It's social networking. Everything gets out at the click of a moment. People can grab their cell phones just like we see it. If you go to WorldStar, it's a million fights out there. Schools, projects, grocery stores. People will just take their phone out and record. That's not going to stop them.
Oh, absolutely
it's,
not.
It's not going to stop them at all. At all.
How do I say this, Jeff? It hasn't happened to you yet, but people are considering these things like, what's the word? Because they see names like, and I don't want to use Caesar's name as a thing, but like something like a ballroom. So they're considering that like our media outlet. So they're considering that like a, what's the word? Like a credible source. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just saw something on YouTube that somebody posted online, you would consider it maybe an isolated incident. But when you're seeing things happen, and I mean, no shade, the man was like, Marcus, I just saw a fight in California. I saw something happen in North Carolina. Not North Carolina, I saw something happen
and they're not credible
and all these
sources?
Things. And it's kind of like, what do you mean? Like just random videos, you would never know where it was shot. I mean, this is, you. I mean, in school, they teach you how to, like, to kind of identify and evaluate your sources. So if you see something on YouTube thrown together, you don't even know if it's real or fake. Some of that shit be fake. I mean, fake. But when you see something like...
A person watches one ball and they see something happen on a runway or so forth and so on, they're going to always know what it is. But I see what you're saying as well. When we start labeling it and we start titling it, so forth and so on, it makes a difference. So I see where you're going with it, but I mean, I don't see that. Believe me, honey, somebody open a can of worms, I guarantee you it's going to be a whole bunch of people that record, and they're going to be titling it what they want to title it.
I mean,
right.
True. I mean, I didn't even know about the Virginia thing. I feel bad for them because that means that's like two people in a row. Are people intentionally doing this just to... I don't even know. I guess to sabotage.
Well, you know what? We keep saying people intentionally. Let's be honest here. People are watching the news. You know, we're not going to act like people don't know that a fashion show is not a ball with that stuff like that, because that does come across. And then you have these hotel owners or these venue owners, and they do talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? So when she had that thing, when they had that thing happen in North Carolina, that was a big thing. That was a very big thing. So you have these venues, and you know people who know the ball before or know of it to be a ball, that not even in the ball scene but actually work in these places, that goes around. That's passed around.
Enrique, I don't know if you're aware of this, but no, people are calling the venue.
No, right? I understand what you're saying, Marcus.
Let me tell you something. I just
want to
say this really quickly. Marcus, whatever you do, do not act surprised that people are calling.
I've never had that happen to me. This was the first time that ever happened to where people have called
the
venue.
Now that they have visual ammunition, that's what they're doing. But this is something that has been going on for eons.
They sure have.
They will call and get you fired from your job. They will call and your parents will kill your team. They just call. That's the way the queens are. The queens are just very vindictive, very evil, very cutthroat, and that's just what they do. They will call because a person does what these queens do not like to see the next person succeed at anything. It's just really sad. There's a group of people out there that are like that.
I don't know about that, Jasmine, because I definitely will call and get you fired and call to have this stuff shut off and call diapers on your family.
Yes, they don't know nothing about that. That's how I used to work back in the day. You ain't fight with the girls, Miss Day, girl. You called and had the girls' lights and cables and shit and stuff turned off back in the days, Miss Day. Okay, have the coroner go and pick up the girls' body from their houses and they ain't even dead.
That's just
how people are. So it's no surprise that some money is.
I know it sounds really, really petty and very immature, and I will not deny that. But at the same time, it beats in jail for aggravated assault. No shame.
Somebody's phone is carrying. Let me get to a couple of other callers. Private calling, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm back. This message is for that bitch, Kelly. I'll be in Vegas.
Private calling, you're on the air.
Girl, these queens don't even have a life. Bitch, you gonna see me in Vegas and be kissing my motherfucking ass, bitch.
Private calling, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I would like to know, what's the beef with Ashley and Kevin?
That's on Monday night. We don't talk about that. This is we're trying to stay positive here.
We're so staying on the topic, sweetie. Call in on Monday, and Kelly and her people will talk about that. Next caller, private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
I'm sorry. I just wanted to call, reiterate again. I'm very proud of you, Kelly, for how you conducted yourself this evening. I know the individual was pushing a lot of buttons, and this is a very emotional type of topic, especially who you are in the ballroom scene. But I just want to commend you for your professionalism as much as you possibly could, because we're all human, and we don't like to be threatened or disrespected. But I think you handled yourself and brought yourself back to Kelly Hunter, and I'm very proud of you this evening.
Thank you, love.
Thank you so much, caller child. 857-207, you're on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Oh, what?
I love Kelly so much. Kelly was eating it tonight. She was eating all the girls. Everyone that was taking shots at her, all that, she was eating them all, spitting them out. I love you, Kelly. Let these bitches know they can't take you. I love Kelly.
Thank you.
You know what? Let me make it hot. I'm going to make it real hot.
Oh,
so,
my God.
We pretty much have talked about the ban list, and we're just going to sit down and monitor and see where it goes. That's bottom line is, you know, that's what we're going to see, where it goes, and hopefully people can, you know, piggyback off of what New York is doing. Kudos again to what New York and New Jersey and the tri-state area is doing and the way they stepped up. I mean, they showed they can do it as a community, not as a group of, you know, status leaders and so forth and so on. So hopefully it'll work out and go in a good direction, and we'll just take it from there. But now I'm about to make it hot, because now I'm done talking about the band. I don't want to talk about it more. I mean, we talked about it for too long anyway, for so many months. But, you know, I just wanted to talk about that. I want to talk about I Love Kelly. Is that what it's called? I Love Kelly?
It's called For the Love of Kelly, but we don't need to talk about this on the air. We can talk about this on our own time when me and you talk on the phone.
No. We're going to talk about For the I Love Kelly campaign or whatever it's called. So, to my understanding, there's a contest going on, Kitty. 10 individuals. They can be butch queens, trans men, butches, even femme queens.
No, not no femme queens.
No, you said femme queens earlier.
No, they said woman. They did not say femme queen.
Why are you saying the femme queens, Kelly?
Not no femme queen.
No new women or nothing like that?
No. I work too hard to take it look like this if he dated another girl.
But wait a minute, but you dating a woman now.
I date women now, Enrique.
So anyway, the winner gets $1,000. And pretty much, how does the contest work, Kelly?
Oh my God, we didn't get into all that detail to get $1,000.
Well, if you guys were promoting it, so you mean, wait a minute. So is that false advertising?
No, it's not false advertising.
Oh,
you are false advertising.
Marcus, I need you, Marcus. 818-605, you're on the air.
And to the person in the chat room that asked me, would I relocate for love? No, I would not relocate for love.
Why?
I'm a New Yorker. My family and everything is here, and this is where my mother's at, and I have to be here for my brothers and sisters.
857-207.
Hello, this is me again. I'm not a Mizrahi because they're going off in this little chat room saying that it's all the Mizrahis calling for Kelly. I'm not a Mizrahi. I'm not even in the ballroom scene. I just live for Kelly.
Are you gonna go on her show? Are you gonna be on her show?
Hello.
Do you want to be a part of this contest? I love Kelly.
She doesn't like some queens, and I'm a some queen, so I don't think I'll be in her taste. I have Catterboro. But no, I love Kelly, though. I live for Kelly. Kelly's everything. She is the voice. She is the power. These girls don't want to romp with Kelly.
Ooh.
I love Kelly. No ballroom, no Mizrahi.
Okay, she loves Kelly,
you hear that? How many people out there love
Kelly?
Please press
one. I want you to press one if you
love
Kelly.
She is the voice. Y'all not going to turn this into the Kelly show. We will not. I'm gagging at you girls in the chat room. No. Because everybody always say I make everything about me, so we're not going to make this about me. This is not about me. I'm just here, okay? And y'all go
so the I Love Kelly show is not about you?
It's me trying to, go back, get out in the field, and try to find a friend and see where it goes from there. That's what it's basically about.
Oh, work.
That's what it's, that's what it's all about. I haven't been looking, but it's been a lot of, wrong things happening on. So maybe, we're going to see how it plays out, on camera. And, we're going to go out on a couple of dates and stuff, and the camera crew is going to be there and stuff of that nature, and, and all of that.
What? I love New York all over again.
Yes, it's gonna be just like that. Why y'all keep cackling?
Y'all need to make sure y'all contact me first and hit me up.
Excuse me, you supposed to be asleep. You have to go to work in the morning. Please stay at my inbox. Thank you.
Sean, you're back on the air.
Yes, Kelly, your show sounds like it's going to be a real scam. That's all I have.
It's gonna really be cute. Like y'all gonna really get in. It's gonna really be a cute show, honey. It's gonna be a whole nother side of me that it's gonna be the side that y'all see when I have my exclusive interviews, with ballroom throwbacks and I just sit back with the girls. It's gonna be the real me, not the ballroom side of me. It's gonna be really cute. It's gonna be nice.
Okay, Kelly. So let me get this straight. Is going you only allowing butches and trans men and butch queens?
And no sexual trannies.
Okay, so what is your preference though?
I'm not I don't when I title myself I'm trisexual.
I have tried. I've tried. I'm being honest with you. I'm trisexual. I have tried, and I'm being 100%. I have tried to date a girl like me. I wasn't a girl. I was a butch queen in drags, and I was dating a tranny. It's not for me. So I'm trisexual to everything but transsexuals.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I hear that. Well, hey, it is what it is. I guess you're different than most of, gay people or whatever. I certainly couldn't be all over the place like that.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I sit and I talk with a lot of my kids and a lot of different people, and I ask you all the time, like, how I don't want to understand how people are going to say that they don't like pussy if they never experienced it before.
Oh, no, ma'am. You can keep it.
You never experienced it before?
No, not a one.
So how do you know that you don't like it if you never experienced it?
Because I wouldn't get hard. That's how
But
I
you
know.
Never experienced it, but you never know. You might like it if you experience it. You never even experienced it once, so how you know you don't like it?
I mean, I'll keep it, real. I've seen it done, in front of my face, but I've never done it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen someone actually screw a girl in front of my face. I've watched it, but
I think you should let a girl give you a facial.
No shade. That's nasty.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm chewing that the fuck up.
Oh, never.
Baby, what I
Sean,
tell you, baby.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Sean, thank you. 347-278, you're on the air.
What's up? This Big Time Brooklyn. I want to know if I go out for that show, it's Kelly going to pay for the dinner.
Excuse me?
If I go out with Kelly, is she going to pay for the dinner?
Baby, everything is going to be taken care of by my crew.
Oh, so I'm down.
You're not gonna be down because you want a free dinner.
If you want to be down because you want a free dinner,
you can send your application into Ballroom Throwback, and I'll make sure when you be down that we go to Papaya's and get some of the 50-cent Franks.
So is this gonna be like a mini series, Kelly? Is that what it's giving? It sound like
It's gonna really be cute. It's gonna be nice.
It's a spin-off from Scandal, honey. It's a spin-off from Scandal.
You never know. Maybe I might wind up with one of the 12 people at the end. You never know.
No, not all 12.
I can't handle all 12. No, I might wind up with one of the 12 people at the end. You never know. Maybe they might be, my new soulmate that I've been looking for all of these years. You never know what's gonna happen.
347-301.
She is trying that.
347-301.
Hello.
Hello?
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 What the fuck did I just wake up to?
For the love of Kelly.
Girl. Does this include all of the people you slept with during your relationships? Oh?
We're not taking applications or interviews from people that know me. It's said thank you, Ms. Clark.
Tony, you're back on the air.
Wait a minute, Kelly. Is this gonna be like Flavor of Love, bitch?
Yes.
Because
I have got to watch this.
Yes, it's gonna be just like Flavor of Love. It's not gonna be taped in my apartment or anything but it's definitely gonna be like the setting and stuff. And then every week somebody's gonna
get. Maybe I need to get one of these houses out here and flyer them down there and live among each other for a whole month or so. Yeah, I left.
We can come down to Florida and we can do it in Florida. The 12 applicants get fly down to Florida. We can all be in a house in Florida, and you know we can have the rose ceremony and everything.
But you don't want nobody that can. Maybe it's just me, but girl, who wants somebody that can take a month? Who wants somebody that got a free month? Don't you want somebody that's gonna bring something to the table?
Yeah, but maybe they're gonna have to take time off of their job to tape the show. And then you never know. We can pitch the show to, you know, and I could be, you know, one of the first girls or to have a show like that on the air, honey, and then, you know, we go from there. You never know.
Oh, okay.
I see her right now.
This is gonna be a tackle, honey. I cannot wait.
Who got the biggest pieces?
No, it's not all about pieces. It's not all about looks, because if y'all know me, bitch, I done had a couple of dates, bitch, that wasn't the best looking, or you know, had the best ooch or the best trade mistake, but we were still together. So it's not all about that.
It's still gonna be a
it's gonna be cute though. Oh, he is cute.
I'll be tuning in, that's for sure.
Oh, yes.
So how are you going to deal with the girls who want to just get airtime, Kelly, and they're not really there for you? Because
the ones that want to get, it would be best if the show is done in Florida, because the ones that want to get airtime and everything, you know, and stuff like that. And I know after a while of me being with somebody and, you know, kicking it with somebody, and, you know, my sister around and we all poolside and everything, you know, me and my sister get a vibe, buddy, okay? You know, so my sister definitely going to be a part of the show, okay?
I'm not gonna be like the mother that comes in and tells you get mad.
Yeah, sonny. And then you know, and then my sister, you know, at the end when I get down to the final four, Miss Day, you know, gonna come over to my sister's house. Her husband gonna cook. We gonna be around the side of the pool and stuff. And you know, they feel out with my sister, honey. And then they go back, you know, out to the car. Then me and my sister have our talk, you know, My sister's a good judge of character, honey. And, you know, and I take my sister's advice, honey. I might not take it at first, baby, you know, but after a while of her embedding it in my head, I get it together, and, you know, and I realize, you know, what it is.
I am not going to be nobody's sister, Madison. I'm sorry.
Oh, bitch, he is fine. Oh, let me chat him.
Hey. There you go. How are you going to do all this in chatting with us, dude?
I'm chatting. This is my friend. I haven't seen him in a long time.
All right, we're calling you. I'm in here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yo, how I get in the chat room?
Log on.
What's the information? What's the 411?
www.blogtalkradio.com/tensofchops.
Oh, all right. Damn.
Thank you, caller. All right, it's 1:49 now. We got 10 minutes left into the show before we go into record mode or whatever. Mark, Enrique, did you want to talk about anything really quickly?
No, I'm good.
Anything you wanted to bring up? Mark?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Michi, you've been really silent tonight.
Well, no. No, I mean, I don't have something. I'm sure something will come up in a moment.
Jason?
I'm looking at the Bible.
Why are you looking at
the Bible,
Jason? Okay.
Because I'm trying to catch up on all the stuff I missed last week.
Oh, the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Bible.
Mm-mm.
So I have a question, just completely going left. What do you guys think about this whole Little Wayne incident and him, you know, in intensive care, but then people tweeting that he wasn't in intensive care, and it was all, you know, under hush, under wraps. What do you guys feel about all that? Because that was all scandalous to me as well.
Or does anybody pay attention to that?
I mean, I don't care. You know, I'm not a Lil Wayne fan like that.
She got a new song out and she cursing and everything in the song and bitches and this and everybody is in an uproar. They talked about it today on Wendy. And everybody's in an uproar. It was on the news and everything.
She's with Jay-Z. I mean, how long did you think it was gonna take before she, you know, pretty much trashed the Queen Girl image? I mean, look at Alicia Keys. I mean, she's still out there. I mean, I think she sounds absolutely horrible now, but, you know, she's still out there, like, pushing. But, you know, it's like she tried to change her image. It's not working for her, and maybe this image may not work for Beyonce. I think she better step back into her, you know, Barbie image because this ain't going to work for her.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even heard the song, and I can tell you curse words coming from her is just not going to work.
Well, a lot of people are living.
I think basically the song is, you know, when she said she's singing bow down bees or whatever, she was cussing. Yeah, she was cussing in her song or whatever. And basically I think it's just to people who just have a lot to say, you know, maybe in the industry, you know, people, you know, her peers in the industry, they have a lot to say about her. And she's basically, because she's not a person that, you know, that just come out and, you know, and do stuff like that, like Mark was saying. So maybe this was just a little snippet. I don't think this is, like, the song, her new song. It's just a snippet. So, I don't know.
But they said it's her first song off the new album.
Well, and then, if it is, I mean, I like the beat, you know. But, I mean, for her to hear her cursing in her songs, it's a bit much for me, you know. And I'm definitely a Beyonce fan, so I don't know where she's going with this or whatever. But, you know, when it comes to Beyonce, you have to think about it. She always has a plan. You know, she didn't put that out there for nothing. So whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, it's still publicity. So,
So let me ask you guys a question, though. So is it because it's Beyonce and not Little Kim or Nicki Minaj? Is that what it's kind of?
Yeah, because it's Beyonce. Yeah, definitely.
You guys feel like she's on a pedestal and she can't express herself differently?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's what everybody is saying, that the song doesn't fit her image. But now a lot of people are saying maybe she's trying to change and have a new image. But everybody's saying that they don't know if people is going to accept that from her, because she has this image of being such of a lady that it's real derogatory for something of Beyonce's stature.
I can tell you one thing. She tried to take this image on, and she turned into something else. And other than Sasha Fierce or whatever the hell else she is, she's going to have a rude awakening, because Pop and everybody else is going to throw her trashy ass right out. And I don't mean to say trashy like that about her, but change that image. You become trash. People of a different culture, like Pop, and she's accepted everywhere. She can go to a Grammy. She can be a receiver this. She can receive a that. It's a lot of people in the industry that can't do that. Lil Wayne can't do that. You know, it's certain people. Nicki Minaj, you know, she's pretty much branching out as well. If Beyonce changes his image, it's going to fuck her.
I don't think she's going to change her image. I think it's coming from a place of being a queen. You know, like she said in her lyrics, bow down, I'm the queen bee. You know, I don't think she's coming from, like, trying to be some kind of gangster or whatever. I don't think she's going that way. No.
No, I'm not talking about being a gangster. I'm talking about just cussing, period. I mean, like, who wants to hear Beyonce cuss? Like, for real?
But is that Sophophia? The Sophophia Scott? I mean, whatever.
Oh, Sophophia didn't curse neither. So, I mean, I'm trying to figure out where all of the profanity is, what the profanity they're talking about. I personally haven't heard the song, but, again,
I just put the song in the room.
Actually does pay her attention, I realize that her image is not very that. So, again, society will look at her and give her, what is she doing? Like, no. You know, people will, they'll turn away from that. If she comes back out and does something spectacular, like ballroom, they'll forget about it and they'll just give her more life. But she's going to have to change it over real quick because this cursing thing, obviously, if it's on Wendy Williams, it's pretty much a topic now.
Right.
Oh, it's everywhere. And that's what she wants. Beyonce knows what she's doing. She definitely knows, you know, so.
Well, I can agree with that, too. I mean, good publicity and black publicity is still publicity.
Yeah, because she always comes out on top, you know. I mean, I'm sure her people sat down and they said, you know, should we release this out? And, you know, with Beyonce cussing, she's cursing and stuff like that. And they probably said, sure, let's see what kind of reaction we'll get from this. So. And, hey, what are you going to do?
So she's having a beef with Keisha Cole. I mean, honestly, what kind of beef could she possibly have with that girl? I mean,
I want to see what the text was. I want to see what the tweet battle was. I still haven't seen that yet.
No,
yeah, but
Beyonce,
I don't think that was a tweet battle between the actual people. Now, maybe Keisha Cole actually probably did tweet it, but I don't think Michelle or whoever else responded was actually dumb. It might have been like PR people or something, or somebody that they have do that stuff for them. But I don't think that beef is actually, you know, too real. But I would want to know, like, how is Keisha Cole even beefing with Beyonce? Do they even fit in the same little glove?
No. Keisha needs to know her place, stay in your lane, doll baby, and you'll be all right. How dare you?
She
has
you
a lot of nerve.
Keisha can have an opinion as well. She can have an opinion,
but don't you ever think that you're going to say something like, I can't even quote what she said, but she's not even in Beyonce's caliber. Like, sit down. She's not even, no one wants to see her. Like, who, you know what, let me just keep my mouth closed.
We have a caller for We have a caller, but Sean, you can stay there. 404-707, you're on the air. Oh, you hung up, and that's going to be it for you tonight because we're going into record mode. Jason, how's the Bible?
Good.
Has anybody else been watching it?
Nope, I'm going to have to catch it.
No.
I don't like stuff like that.
Sean, have you watched it?
No, what is it about? I mean, well, survival, that's, I guess that's self-explanatory, but, like, where
no,
are they?
The Bible, not survival.
We're talking about the Bible.
Oh, the Bible. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I've seen it, like, I watched half of the first episode, and I think it's really good, you know. It's more, what should I say, it has more, I guess, features in it than, like, the old movie did or whatever. So it's cool, you know. I'm going to catch up on it or whatever. But I can't wait to catch up on, see what Scandal's going to be like later on tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm waiting for that.
We're all waiting for that.
I think
that.
Everybody's waiting for that.
Okay.
Scandal is going to be the ticket. They're trying
okay.
to wait all season for this foolishness now. Show me the shit.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. So have you been keeping up with your zombie series, Jasmine? What's the name of that you watch?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, The Walking Dead,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think the season finale is, what? Oh, no, it's not this week. I think it's 2 more weeks for the season finale.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, it looks like it was good. I think I seen a post the other day
about a whole bunch of people dying. Like, I'm gagging because, I don't know, I've been watching it for so long, you get used to your characters and stuff, and then they're quick to kill somebody off really quickly, and you'd be gagging. That's why I love the show.
I haven't had a chance to get into it. Has anybody seen The Bates Motel?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what is that about? Is that about the Norman Bates? Is that the old Norman Bates?
Yeah.
I think so. It comes on like A&E or something, but I missed the actual first episode, so I actually am trying to find a way to go back and watch it.
Yeah, there's an update on Alfred Hitchcock classic, Psycho. It's a prequel, but an up-to-date prequel.